So we talked a number of things in my testimony. Mainly it was the importance of crop insurance and maintaining crop insurance and the way that it looks today. We also talked about the Title I programs like ARC PLC, but we also spent a lot of time talking about some of the disaster programs that we've had to do, and I think, or that have been implemented in the last 3 years. And when we looked back at the impacts that agriculture saw from the 2018 trade war on soybean prices, and then the 2019, if you remember, the wet spring and the prevent plant and the anxiety in the farm community about getting your crop planted, and what does that mean, because you're not bound in crop insurance until the crop's planted. And then we had the prevent planting conversation. And then we looked at 2020 and, of course, the pandemic and how that affected agriculture and really put a lot of uncertainty in it. And so it was good to talk about crop insurance and how that worked and maybe some improvements in some of that. We talked a lot about the WIP Plus, the CFAP and MFP payments and how those helped farmers and in those tough situations. And it was interesting because the panel was made up of a group of farmers, and we had Dr. Schnitke on the group as well. So we had a farmer from Georgia, a winery farmer from California. We had a crop insurance agent and farmer from Minnesota, and then Dr. Schnitke and myself from Illinois.